listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. A third party has connected to South Australia's grid overnight, causing lights to flicker and dim for hours this morning. Electranet says it worked with the Aussie operator to disconnect the unnamed party from the network. Meantime, the Energy Minister says it's been very smooth since AEMO handed back the market to suppliers early this morning. AEMO was forced to introduce a wholesale price cap last week amid concerns of blackouts on the East Coast and allegations generators were taking advantage of the crisis. Chris Bowen has told Seven things are going well.
It's been very smooth so far. We resumed more normal arrangements at 4 o'clock this morning. We do have plenty of generation in the system this morning, and AEMO tells me we've got good reserves for today and for the next few days. So this is a system change which has worked and is working, but we'll continue to be very vigilant.
The New South Wales Premier has emphasised unions will only be slapped with increased fines for illegal strikes. The state government is looking to introduce the heftier penalties of up to $55,000 a day to ward off a spring offensive by employees across a range of industries. Dominic Perrottet asked this morning whether he's taking away the right to strike in the state.
Should act as a deterrent for not conducting illegal strikes, closely in line with every other jurisdiction.
World Vision is calling on Australia to continue to provide relief to Afghanistan for food supplies as it deals with another crisis. At least 1,000 people have died in a 6.1 magnitude earthquake in the country's southeast. Head of Humanitarian and Fragile Context Patrick Thomas says that toll is expected to grow over the coming hours today.
We're talking about a country where 23 million people are starving, and they're in the grips of extreme poverty, prolonged drought, a dreadful political, economic and security situation. So help is needed across Afghanistan.
And Melbourne is Australia's most livable city and 10 in the world, as some of our cap cities have taken a tumble in this year's global list. Adelaide has fallen 27 places to 30th, Perth 26 spots to 32nd, and Brisbane 17 places to 27th, put down to COVID cases and lockdowns. Globally, Vienna has come in first place.
Listener.